Oh, this one really felt like a meaningful step forward. A major retail group is moving ahead with blockchain verification infrastructure built around Cardano, and that is a significant data point for enterprise adoption.
It is. The details are still emerging, but the broader implication is that Cardano is being considered in settings where reliability, governance, and long-term trust matter more than short-term speculation.
And I do not think this is just a marketing milestone. It feels like a practical signal that blockchain is being used to solve real operational problems in complex, multi-party supply chains.
Supply chain verification is a strong use case for that reason. Retailers and consumer brands are under growing pressure to prove where products come from, how they are handled, and whether they meet sustainability, safety, or quality standards.
Exactly. In modern supply chains, goods can pass through so many intermediaries, so being able to verify authenticity and movement can become a real competitive advantage.
Blockchain can help by creating a shared, tamper-resistant record of key events.
That is where it gets exciting. When milestones are recorded in a verifiable way, participants can reduce disputes, improve auditability, and build more confidence across the network.
That is especially valuable in retail, where trust is fragile and the costs of counterfeiting, mislabeling, and poor documentation can be very high.
One of the most practical benefits is provenance, and that is a big deal for brands.
A retailer can track important product attributes from origin to final delivery, which can support claims about sourcing, quality, and sustainability.
But we should be careful not to overstate it.
Right. Blockchain does not automatically guarantee truth. It mainly ensures that once data is recorded, it is difficult to alter.
The harder challenge is getting accurate data onto the chain in the first place.
That is why enterprise adoption depends less on the blockchain itself and more on surrounding infrastructure, including sensors, APIs, identity systems, partner networks, and data governance.
For Cardano, that makes this deployment especially meaningful because it places the network in a highly complex and operationally demanding sector.
Retail is a good example. It involves suppliers, logistics providers, manufacturers, warehouses, and often cross-border coordination.
So if a major retail group is building verification infrastructure around Cardano, it suggests the network is being evaluated not just as a crypto asset, but as underlying business infrastructure.
Cardano's research-driven, formal approach can appeal to organizations that value predictability, security, and long-term maintainability.
Still, enterprise success is not only about the underlying technology. It also depends on developer experience, integrations, tooling, and the ability to deliver practical value in real business environments.
This development also points to a shift from proof of concept to practical deployment.
I think that is one of the biggest hurdles. So many enterprise blockchain projects struggle to move from pilots to sustained use.
Many companies experiment with blockchain but stall when the system does not integrate smoothly into existing workflows.
A retail supply chain deployment suggests the conversation is moving beyond experimentation toward embedding blockchain into actual business processes.
That said, the path is not easy.
Enterprise systems change slowly, and any new infrastructure has to justify its cost.
If the platform improves traceability, reduces fraud, streamlines compliance, or strengthens brand credibility, the investment becomes easier to defend.
And that could lead to a broader impact on consumer confidence.
Retail is a sector where perception matters as much as reality.
Consumers may not understand blockchain technology, but they do understand labels, certifications, and product claims.
If a retailer can provide stronger evidence behind claims of ethical sourcing, lower environmental impact, or product quality, it can build a deeper relationship with customers.
That is encouraging. Though blockchain verification does not eliminate the need for third-party audits or real-world controls.
it adds another layer of accountability. It can also help reduce counterfeiting and product mislabeling, protect brand integrity, and give consumers a clearer view of what they are buying.
But significant challenges remain.
Interoperability is a major issue because retail ecosystems rely on many legacy systems.
A new verification layer must communicate effectively with existing databases, logistics platforms, and partner networks.
Adoption across the supply chain is also essential.
A single company can implement verification, but the system becomes much more valuable when multiple partners participate.
Real trust comes when suppliers, distributors, and retailers all contribute to a shared, verifiable record.
There are also important regulatory and governance questions to work through.
Those include who is responsible for data accuracy, how disputes are resolved, and what happens if a participant goes out of business or changes its systems.
Those issues can determine whether a blockchain project remains a pilot or becomes a lasting part of business operations.
I agree. The most important takeaway is that Cardano is gaining another example of enterprise-oriented use.
And in a crypto landscape often driven by price action and short-term hype, enterprise adoption is a different kind of milestone.
It suggests the network is being evaluated on utility rather than market performance.
If more retail and supply chain groups follow a similar path, it could help normalize blockchain verification in consumer-facing industries.
In that case, Cardano would be seen less as a speculative token and more as part of the digital infrastructure businesses rely on to operate with greater transparency, efficiency, and accountability.